You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hi everybody, I'm Matt the Cat, and for the next hour we'll be digging the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. You couldn't hear this music on the jukebox in the front. For all this great influential rhythm and blues, you had to go to the juke in the back. This music, along with country and western, was truly the building blocks of rock and roll. And this week's show puts the juke itself in the spotlight as we focus on the top jukebox rhythm and blues hits of the last half of 1951. We'll start at the very end of June and move through the end of December, covering all the most popular records that were requested in jukeboxes across the country during the last half of 51. 1951, the year that Douglas MacArthur retired and J.D. Salinger published The Catcher in the Rye. If you went to the movies, then The Day the Earth Stood Still scared the life out of you. The U.S. was knee-deep in the Korean War, and the comic strip Dennis the Menace premiered. In baseball, Willie Mays joins the New York Giants, while Jolton Joe DiMaggio retires from the Yankees. But all that stuff isn't nearly as important as the great rhythm and blues records that were spinning on the jukeboxes in 1951. Let's begin this week's show as we honor the second half of 51 with a song that debuted on the jukeboxes at the very end of June. It was Big Joe Turner's first release for his new label, Atlantic Records. Joe had been recording since 1938 and was a seasoned veteran. Ahmet Erdogan, co-founder of Atlantic Records, wanted nothing more than to have Joe Turner on his label. They chose this song as his first release. Here's the greatest blues shouter of all time, Big Joe Turner, singing Chains of Love, as we kick off the last half of 1951 on this week's Juke in the Back.
Chains of love has tied my heart to you. Chains of love that made me feel so blue.
Bye.
o'clock in the morning. Baby, and the moon is shining bright. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. The moon is shining bright. I'm just sitting here wondering,
Johnny Hodges, one of the greatest alto saxophone players of all time. That song, Castle Rock, was released on Mercury and began getting spins in the jukeboxes in early July of 1951. It would rise to number 4 on the national charts. Hodges was one of the finest saxophone players to ever play for the Duke Ellington Band, and he had a definite and distinct influence on great horn players from Charlie Parker to John Coltrane. Before that, we kicked off the show with Big Joe Turner, backed up by Van Piano Man Walls Orchestra with Chains of Love off Atlantic. Up next, we continue our jukebox rhythm review of the last half of 1951 with a tune that started picking up steam in late July. It's by one of the great bird groups of the era, the Larks, featuring Alan Bunn doing a fantabulous, soulful lead vocal. Here's a song that was written and originally recorded by bluesman Sonny Boy Williamson and later recorded by great jazz pianist Mose Allison and even The Who for their rock opera Tommy. The Larks with a number 5 smash in 51 with Eyesight to the Blind on the Juke in the Back.
You can talk about God you could see mine. You can talk about your woman. I wish to God you could see mine. Every time she starts loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind. Must be a millionaire, yeah. I can tell by the way she walks, yeah. Every time she starts loving, the deaf and dumb begin to talk. Whoa, what a woman. And the whole world knows she's fine. Every time she starts loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind. Loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind. Let's go a while.
Look, man.
Get it?
Ah! Yeah. I hear you.
I declare she's pretty.
And the whole world knows she's fine. Yes, I declare she's pretty. And the whole world knows she's fine. Every time she starts to loving, she'll bring eyesight to the blind.
She's gone.
I wake up early every morning, baby, with the rising sun. I wake up early every morning, baby, with the rising sun. Thinking about my honey dripper, knowing the wrong she's done. Drag it home. If you see my honey dripper, tell her I said to bring it home. I ain't had no real gone loving since my gal been gone. She's a little bitty girl, And everybody called her Miss Viola Lee. She's a little bitty girl. And everybody called her Miss Viola Lee. Well, a little girl is gone. But she's sure been good to me.
Jimmy Nelson with T99 Blues, referring, of course, to Highway 99 that runs through Texas. That record started gaining popularity at the end of July of 1951 and hit number one on the 3rd of November, where it remained for 1 week. T99 Blues was issued on the Bahari Brothers RPM label, and this next record was issued on the Bahari Brothers main label, Modern Records. From early August of 1951, here's blues pianist Roy Hawkins with The Thrill Is Gone, as we spotlight the top jukebox hits of the last half of 1951 on this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Thrill is gone, gone, gone away. Yes, the thrill is gone, gone, gone to stay. Baby, you've done me wrong. You'll be sorry someday. The thrill is gone, gone, gone from me. I still live on, lonely though I'll be. Yes, that old thrill we knew was nothing but misery. I met you, baby. You weave your magic well. Now I can forget you. I'm free, free from your spell. The thrill is gone, gone, gone for good. And baby, it's all over. I'll carry on, that's understood.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Ken Farger, Pamela Isabel, Greer Keen, Rosemarie Giannotto, Walter Bryant. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
You've got to give a little, take a little, heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, the cloud rolled by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got this world and not love is chance. But when this world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, the glory of love.
And when the world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms.
Well, you've got to win a little, lose a little. of love. The glory of love.
Rudy West fronting the Five Keys on their beautiful rendition of The Glory of Love, a song that dates back to Benny Goodman's 1936 chart-topping version. The Glory of Love by the Five Keys started making waves in early August of 1951. It eventually hit number one nationwide on September 22nd and remained there for 4 weeks. Before that, a number six smash from the summer of 51 by one only Mr. Blues Harris, one of the greatest blues shouters of all time, spinning off a King Records that's Bloodshot Eyes. Up next, another number one. The requests started pouring in for this one in the middle of September, and it hit number one for 2 weeks on November 11th. This was on the Aladdin label, as was the last record by the Five Keys. Here's Peppermint Harris with the classic I Got Loaded as we feature the Jukebox Rhythm Review of 1951 here on the Juke in the Back.
Dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and juice was really flying and I got loaded. I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor and I got loaded. I got loaded, oh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around and I got loaded. I got loaded, oh, I sure got high. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, won't my soul just let 'em roll until the break of day. And I got loaded. I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. I didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free. And I got loaded. I got loaded, oh, I sure got high.
Love me. Well, although first time that I met you, you looked so doggone sweet. When you walked down the street, I said, there goes my meat. Ooh, that I was too far for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too. I can't forget you, darling, though I'm left out in the cold. I guess I still love you and will always be the same. Oh, ooh, 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 that I was too far for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too.
Down the street, you know I get a thrill now, baby, from my head down to my toes. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. Nighttime is the right time. Be with the one you love. When night come, baby, God knows you so far away. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. I can't get my thrill now, baby. Let the night be with you. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood, baby. Yes, I'm in the mood. Alone, but my mama didn't know, God knows, that I was putting down. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. Babe, I'm in the mood.
The Hook. John Lee Hooker with a big jukebox number one smash from 1951 with I'm in the Mood. That debuted in mid-October and rose to number one for 4 weeks on November 17th. Before that, the Clovers' second number one smash of 1951. In the first half of 51, we heard Don't You Know I Love You So, which was number one in September. By the end of September, Atlantic had issued their second single, Fool, 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 which rose to number one in early November. Up next, another number one instrumental. As you can see, instrumentals were big during this rhythm year. This one's by alto saxophonist Tab Smith, who first resided in some of the greatest bands of the era, including Lucky Millinder's Orchestra and the Count Basie Band, before launching out on his own. His version of the insanely popular song Because of You hit number one in early December of 51. Earlier in the year, it had been a huge hit for newcomer Tony Bennett, and it was also featured in the 1951 motion picture I Was an American Spy. Tab Smith does the song justice for the United label. Here's Because of You on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week we're featuring the jukebox hits from the last half of 1951. This artist, Charles Brown, began 1951 with a smash number one hit with Black Knight, and he ended the year almost as successfully with a number two hit, this one, Seven Long Days. It was recorded at Radio Recorders in L.A. on December 21st, 1950. And it's probably Maxwell Davis playing that great tenor saxophone and leading the band. Aladdin Records issued it in October. It went to number two, and it's this week's Great 78. Here's Charles Brown with Seven Long Days.
It was on last Sunday morning when you first told me you were through. It was on last Sunday morning when you were through. It took me 7 long days to lose my blues for you. Such a blue, blue, blue Monday, and I was crying all day long. It was such a blue, blue Monday, and I was crying all day long. Couldn't sleep for thinking about you, baby, that second night that you were gone. Woke up Tuesday morning, didn't even go to work, didn't even comb my hair, put on a rough, dry shirt. I had the blues for you, baby. I walked the streets till Friday night. But it was early Saturday morning, the day when I first saw the light. Well, it's Sunday morning, baby, and I'm loving someone new. Yes, yes, it's Sunday morning, and I'm loving someone new. It took me just 7 long days to lose my blues for you, for you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
We'll be right back. your heart, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I did not do. In anger, unkind words are said to melt your cold, cold heart.
Washington, the queen of the jukeboxes, with a stunning version of Cold, Cold Heart. God, are there any bad versions of that song available? It was, of course, originally written and recorded by Hank Williams earlier in 1951. And by summertime, Tony Bennett had a huge pop hit with the tune, and it's been covered by everybody since. Dinah's version was released on Mercury in November of 51, and it rose to number 3 on the national charts. Before that, Earl Bostick with another huge instrumental number one hit in late 1951. King Records released it in early November, and it would go on to become the last number one hit of 1951, remaining at the top spot for 4 weeks. That beautiful tune, Flamingo, was born in the Ellington Orchestra in 1941. Up next, let's hear the song that established Howlin' Wolf as a blues master. Here's How Many More Years on the Juke in the Back.
Ground.
That was Howlin' Wolf's first record, released on Chicago's Chess label in early December of 1951. It was actually cut back in the summertime at Sam Phillips' Memphis Recording Service, which would soon become Sun Records. Playing the great piano on that tune is the legendary Ike Turner, and Willie Johnson is playing that dirty, dirty guitar on How Many More Years, the song that established Howlin' Wolf. It rose to number 4 on the jukebox chart at the very end of our rhythm year of 1951. Well, I believe I got time for one more record before Miss Rosie and I have to scoot on out of here. It's a tune that features Atlanta blues shouter Tommy Brown teamed up with Norfolk, Virginia's own Griffin Brothers Orchestra. Earlier in the year, we heard the Griffin Brothers backing up Margie Day on Little Red Rooster. Well, here they are with a record that was released at the very, very end of 1951. It would go on to be the first number one record of 1952, reaching number one on the 12th of January, 52. Let's end this week's Jukebox Rhythm Review of the last half of 1951 with the Griffin Brothers featuring Tommy Brown off the Dot label with Weepin' and Cryin'. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed my review of 1951. If so, drop me a line and let me know. Email me at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Have a great week, everybody.
I was in my bed alone. When I woke up this morning, my woman had sneaked out and gone. Well, I threw out my breakfast, Lord, and put coffee in my hair. Well, I threw out my breakfast, Lord, and put coffee in my hair. When I reached out in the bed beside me, Lord, my woman wasn't there. Well, 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 well. Ha ha ha!
We've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.